Great to be back in Westbury at the Westbury Middle School. Please sit down. Please sit down. You know, we're here for one reason. That's to make sure that our children have the best possible outcome in life. And here on Long Island, we have some of the most extraordinary schools, teachers, administrators, and very engaged parents. But there's one thing that can affect your child's development, and that is whether or not they're getting a healthy meal every single day. And I want to make sure that every child in the state of New York has the same healthy start that they've had here for years at Westbury School District, where they understood how important it was to provide free breakfast and lunch for the children. So I want to commend this school for being the model, the school district for being the model for others, because the rest of the state will now do what you do. And the leadership here, I want to thank them. We have Principal Jagan, the principal of the middle school, who's got a big job on her hands. And I want to thank Dion for all the work that's being done here. Robert Troiano, the president of the Westbury School Board, I want to thank all of you. All of you are part of the administration. Thank you, the principals, the vice principals, and everybody, how important you are. Also, we have great partners in government here. You have a brand new senator. Let's have our Senator Sela Bino, stand up. Assemblymember Chuck Levine, who's welcoming you to his district countless times. Thank you. Thank you. Senator Dean Murray has joined us. Senator Murray. Assemblymember Judy Griffin. Thank you. Another new member of the legislature, Noah Burrows. Are you here, Noah? Let's see. I thought he was here. Okay. Let's give him a shout out. And guests from afar. We have Senator Michelle Hinch, who's come from the Hudson Valley, and Assemblymember Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas. These two individuals have been championing this cause, and I want to thank them. Thank both of them. And we're going to be hearing from Liz Ackles and others to talk about their involvement in this, and Isabella Lomax, I want to thank you for representing the moms and dads of this district and across the state. When a child grows up hungry, that carries with them the rest of their life. It's this sense of insecurity, of never feeling fully nourished in spirit or mind. It's hard for kids to focus. It's hard for adults to focus. Anybody ever get hangries? Okay? It has an effect on your mood, right? If you don't have a full stomach, or right before the next meal, you start kind of feeling the blood sugar drop. Imagine starting off your day like that, when you're expected to sit in a classroom, give your teacher full attention, and they need to be doing that, or talking to other kids or engaging, but you're still hungry. You have that gnawing ache in your stomach because it just didn't happen at home, and it may not be happening at lunch for you. And they actually say that children who do not have proper food, they have food insecurity. It affects them later in life. They're more likely to suffer from heart disease as adults. They score lower on standardized tests. The correlation is so obvious to us as adults. And I'll say this. In the wealthiest country in the world, this can no longer be tolerated. Not in America, and definitely not in the great state of New York. No more. That's why, as part of my 2025 State of the State agenda, I'm still working on the speech, a lot of long nights, but it's worthwhile. But that's next Tuesday. And I want to make sure we give a strong statement of our priorities and who we are and who we're fighting for. And we're fighting for every child in the state of New York to have the best outcome in life. So we are going to be talking about ensuring that New York State has the universal school breakfast and lunch program launched everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The data's clear. It sets our kids up for a life of positivity, engagement with others, instead of sitting in the back of the class ignoring that gnawing pain. And it's hard for kids. And I will also say this. Historically, it is our kids who qualify, their parents qualify based on income, who have been eligible in many school districts, but not this one. The stigma is real. The stigma is real for every child. When we first proposed this, I said, well, some parents can afford to do this, right? But you have to understand the psychology, especially in a middle school or high school. My God, the pressure is intense. Everything is watched. With their cell phones, we'll get to that another time. kids are taking pictures and, what someone's wearing today and mocking them out. I mean, these are not my words. These are from teenagers. I've sat with hundreds of teenagers over the last year and a half. There's a lot of pressure on kids, but to have be singled out and your classmates know that you are the one who has to get subsidized help for your meals, that's a mark on you. Our kids don't need that, right? They don't need that. Life is hard enough for our kids these days. So I don't want them to have the stigma when they get a reduced price lunch or a free meal. And they shouldn't have to choose from going hungry or being embarrassed among their peers and their friends. A free lunch, free breakfast gives families a fighting chance. And also, from the parents' point of view, as a mom who spent countless hours packing up the lunches in the morning when the kids were younger, I made them do it themselves when they were a little bit older. In fact, I made my kids wash their laundry at an age that I realized was too young because they mixed reds and whites, and my son had pink baseball pants on one day. But he did his own laundry. But the time back for parents is priceless. The time not to make sure you've got, whether you were sending kids to school with Lunchables, which my mom used to do sometimes, or families used to do, or to have to take the time to make the peanut butter and jelly and put all the food in there and make sure you've got everything the night before. If you forgot something, you've got to run out and get it. You don't have to worry about that anymore. No parent has to have that time taken away from them in those early morning hours to make sure that your child has their lunch packed. And it's also money out of your pocket. If your kids are buying lunch, we've calculated the savings is $2,000 a year per child in savings. Think about that, the money that's not being spent on food for them. So this is a game changer. This is absolutely a game changer. And I'm also thinking about all the tasks the parents have to deal with in the morning. There's a lot involved. No other governor has said they've been a mom before because they haven't been. There's never been a mom governor, right? I know a lot of dads are helpful. I get it. It's not about moms versus dads. There's a lot of single-family households out there, and moms have enough to do. So this would have been a big game changer in our own family. But I also want to talk about how not just this, but we're finding every way possible to put money back in the parents of New Yorkers, and especially parents. Because we know what's been happening. You're working hard every single day, but inflation goes up. No one could have seen inflation coming, right? You didn't save enough money to deal with the cost of everything, the eggs and the groceries going up, the milk, the diapers, the formula, little kids' sneakers, the clothes they outgrow every 3 months. I'm a grandma of a little one. I'm buying her outfits every 3 months. It's hard for people. So we're making a lot of changes. First of all, we're increasing the minimum wage and tagging it to inflation. So when inflation goes up, your paycheck goes up. We started that. It went into effect this January. We also said, I noticed this when I first became governor, we had a child tax credit. That's nice, $330 for children ages 4 and up. So really? You think it's easy, cheap to raise kids who are newborns and babies? And I mentioned the diapers and formulas and the clothes. More than ever, the parents of the youngest ones need the most money, right? And that might be when one parent had to take time off a job. I couldn't work because I couldn't find childcare. I mean, I wasn't earning a lot, but it cut our income in half. I know that struggle. So I said, let's give more money to parents with the littlest kids, and I'm announcing in my State of the State next week, for every child that's under the age of 4, there'll be $1,000 back for their parents in a tax rebate. $1,000. You have a couple of kids, like I did, a couple of kids at under the age of 4 a long time ago. That's $2,000. When I tell parents that, I can't tell you how grateful they feel that someone's actually listening to them and understands the stressor and what that money would mean to them every single day. Less stress in paying the bills, maybe help them pay rent a little more. The grocery bill doesn't have to seem so daunting. That stack of bills at the end of the month, you don't have to fear quite as much. We have to give that to New Yorkers. And also, because of inflation, I mentioned it, everything you bought for the last few years has gone up. But also because prices went up, the sales tax went up. That meant the state of New York collected more than we ever imagined in sales tax, $3 billion more, one time only. And for some who say, well, let's put that into these long-term programs, I can't guarantee that's going to be there every year because I want inflation to go down. But this is a one-time opportunity to say, whose money is this? Does it belong to the state, or does it belong back in your pocket where it was taken from because of inflation? I say it belongs in your pocket. And that's $500 for families back in their pockets. And I'm hearing some critics that say, you know somebody that you represent who doesn't want it, let me know. I'm sure I'll have no trouble getting rid of it. So send it back. Send it back. I think when you look at the savings for school lunch, $2,000, two kids under the age of 4, another $2,000, $500 back for families. Now combined, we're starting to have a real effect on affordability in the state of New York and here on Long Island. That's how you get it done. That's how you do it. So we owe this to our kids. We owe it to them. We brought them into the world. We're responsible for them. But ultimately, it's not our job to raise kids. It's to raise adults. High-functioning adults who had a great education, they're getting it in this building. I know that. But also kids that know they don't have to worry about food, breakfast or lunch, and parents who have a little bit less stress in their lives. If we can deliver that for New Yorkers, we'll take this state to a place that people are once again so proud of, that they have leaders who listen, who understand, who feel innately their stresses and their anxieties because we've lived them before. And I thank all of you for being part of this journey in the Westbury School District, for what you've done in setting the model for other school districts across the state and being there. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's do it for our kids. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.